Independent presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. wants to withdraw from the ballot in all key battleground states. Certain election officials say they won't or can't remove his name. Therefore, he will remain on the ballot in Michigan, Nevada, North Carolina, and Wisconsin. Mr. Kennedy will not be on in Arizona, Georgia, or Pennsylvania. As ballots become finalized around the country, election officials in the state of Florida announced that independent presidential candidate Cornel West has failed to meet the state's requirement for ballot access. Dr. West has qualified in Alaska, Colorado, Michigan, Nebraska, North Carolina, Oregon, South Carolina, Utah, Vermont, Washington, and Wisconsin. We've recently seen several polls that project Florida Republican Senator Rick Scott as being in a close race against Democratic former U.S. Representative Debbie Mukasar Powell. Public Policy Polling, conducting a survey for the Clean and Prosperous America PAC, publicized their late August findings that posted Senator Scott to only a 48-45% lead. This just 1 month after the Florida primary election. Earlier in the month, Florida Atlantic University tested the state's electorate and drew a similar conclusion. Their ballot test response yielded Scott a 47-43% edge. Electoral and polling history tells us, however, that seeing Democrats performing well in Florida races during August is not unusual. While Republican strength then shows itself as the calendar officially moves into autumn. Additionally, the polling has typically inaccurately depicted Republican strength in most recent campaigns. Since 2018, the Republicans have gained a net 1 million plus more registered voters than Democrats. Therefore, it is likely Senator Scott stands in better position than these surveys suggest. The latest AARP Maryland poll projects Republican former Governor Larry Hogan and Prince George's County Executive Angela Alsobrooks surprisingly deadlocked at 46% support, even though Vice President Kamala Harris leads former President Trump by 32 points in the same poll. A new public opinion strategy survey finds Republican retired Navy SEAL Tim Sheehy climbing back into the lead over veteran Montana Democratic Senator John Tester. According to these results, Mr. Sheehy leads the three-term incumbent 51-44%. The Alaska Supreme Court has ruled that the ballot proposition to repeal the state's top four jungle primary system and return to a partisan primary method will remain on the November ballot. If the measure is adopted, the top four system will be replaced in the 2026 election. The 2024 races will continue under the current top four ranked choice voting guidelines. It remains to be seen if the people want the hybrid system to continue or return to typical partisan primaries. In 2020, the top four system was adopted with just 50.5% of the vote. This concludes our Politics in Review podcast. I'm Jim Ellis.